Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 5th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I feel like I'm having deja vu watching Scotty not pitch to all these people, even though he is going home.
He made a couple pitches, you know, he's working.
Uh-huh. But don't mistake his not working for not caring. He's just for some reason comfortable.
Very comfortable. Tyler, he did too good a job. He's feeling so comfortable because Tyler told him that that they wanted Haley out. So that's what it is.
Poor Scotty.
We're here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And, you know, there was some campaigning, less setting up for the future, more of Scotty actually doing a little bit of something, but not going to be enough here. But, you know, it's not. Scotty's been doomed from the second he walked back in, but he's gonna talk. We start the day with Scotty and Tyler. Scotty wants to know what Haley's been up to. Has she been pitching at all? And Tyler's essentially like, yeah, she won't leave me alone. And he's like, maybe this is what, you know, the idea that, oh, if Haley is constantly pitching, maybe I should do a little bit, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, or he could just fully go the opposite and be like, well, Tyler seems annoyed that she's pitching. I better not annoy Tyler and not pitch too much.
He does talk about how he heard a lot about Haley and jury. He wants to talk to Tyler a little bit later about all of that stuff. He says, I haven't done much campaigning because I think I'm good. You told me I'm good, right? So like we're all cool.
Tyler's never lied before, so I don't know why Scotty would have any reason not to believe him.
Yeah. JC is going to there's a little bit of a couple of different dramatic situations. JC doesn't want to get out of bed because he's fighting with production and he doesn't want to give them any entertainment.
JC should not be allowed to be here if he's gonna act like this. I mean, I know that there are many, many other reasons that JC should not be allowed to be here, but this is so annoying. Sam tells him, like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Like, we have all these things that we could do that we could get done. And he's just like, no, I just want to be a whiny baby and not give production what they want.
Yes. So JC,
apparently in this case it's just for him to participate in the game of Big Brother.
Yeah. He's in a stalemate with production. Tyler and Angela, Tyler's gonna let Angela know about his talk with Scotty and how he doesn't expect to be going home. They're surprised. Tyler's like, I don't know what I did. Like, he's so confident. I didn't mean to go that hard. They both agree. Ultimately, Scotty's the bigger threat. They should probably send him home. But Tyler's like, they're honestly pretty even. I could send either one home. I don't really care. But they can be somewhat confident that that Haley's going to be going after Sam. So not knowing what Scotty's going to do, they might as well just keep Haley around and hope that that's going to work out for him.
Yeah, exactly. To them, Haley is sort of an insurance policy that at least Angela and Tyler will not go on the block next to each other if she wins, because Haley and Sam hate each other more than ever right now. They definitely have to be going after each other. Angela will later talk to Brett and say, like, she's not 100% sure that that's what Haley's going to do, but it's more likely that they know where one of her nominations is going than with Scotty. So they're just kind of going with the known quantity, even though they don't really care because they know that Haley's going out next week if they keep Scotty and vice versa.
Yes. Tyler does say that JC and Brett are talking like they might want Haley to go. They've been talking to Scotty a little bit, so that's something that they need to watch out for. But they think they'll be fine as long as Casey and Angela give them some reassurance as well that that Haley will be the next to go. And Angela says, you know, Haley implied to me that she would put up somebody that everybody loves, next to Sam to make sure Sam goes home. I think she's going to put JC up next to Sam. So it'll be Sam and JC, and that will be perfect for us.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the way to avoid this alliance actually having to go after each other. And it's amazing that they've gone this long, but they might actually go another week after this one without having to plant any flags.
It would be unbelievable if Haley managed to be the one person against an entire house who wins the HOH and then puts up the only two people who haven't been in an alliance from day one.
You say it would be unbelievable, but this is the last remaining member of Faute we're talking about.
Yeah.
She would find a way.
So we also got a little bit of drama about a mattress topper. Basically, the sequence of events here, Haley took Sam's mattress topper because Sam is a have-not and she's not using it at the moment. But Sam will not be, Sam does not like it when people take her things, especially when those people are beautiful women that wear baggy sweatshirts. So she decided to retaliate, I guess, by taking Brett's mattress topper and putting it back on her bed that she's not currently using because she's a have-not. I still don't really understand Sam's logic here, but then Brett went to his bed and found it completely trashed and mattress topperless and was like, why? And caused some drama.
Yeah, you can't have a topless mattress. This is totally just Sam making a principled stand of like, don't touch my things when you're Haley and I hate you. Even though I can't use this mattress topper, I'm still entitled to one. So for some reason, I'm going to take it from Brett.
Yeah, it was very strange. Brett is going to be very annoyed about this whole situation. And later in the day, they're going to try to encourage Haley to like just do things to piss Sam off, like clean the table of all of her crafty things, or say, okay, fine, you can have the mattress topper. I'll just go sleep with Brett on his mattress topper, and other such things that would really annoy Sam.
Yeah, and this whole mattress topper conversation concludes classically with just Angela and Brett talking about how much they hate Sam.
Yes.
Just commiserating.
At one point, Haley does mention, like, you know, all we do is, like, talk about how much we don't like Sam. And they're like, yeah, she annoys us all in different ways.
If only there was something we could do about that. Oh, well.
So that's going on. Scotty's going to have a conversation with JC. I feel like this was actually Scotty's most effective conversation of the day. He's asking JC where he's at in terms of the vote. JC says, I don't know where my head's at yet. JC, yeah. JC does though ask Scotty, look, I've heard that you're going around acting like I was the reason you got evicted. And Scotty was like, well, Fessy told me. When we were doing the battle back, Fessy told me that you were the reason I got evicted. And JC is like, oh, the indignity. I can't believe that Fessy would betray me like that. I did no such thing. I can't believe he would. He's clearly just trying to protect Haley because it was clearly all a scheme that was hatched by those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if there's one thing Fessy is capable of, it's finesse and being convincing about things that aren't true. So that totally makes sense. Scotty's good here, though. Like you said, this is an effective conversation because he does say that he believes him. I think he convinces JC that he believes him. And then he goes back to this old well of Haley has 3 locked up jury votes. I have nothing.
Yeah. And I think he does genuinely believe JC because he then goes into talking about, like, you know, I asked Rockstar about the whole thing where basically if we turn the clock back, back when Angela was HOH and they used the veto on Tyler, or no, sorry, yeah, on Tyler when he was put up by the hacker, and then they drew Scotty to their side, and then Haley came up with a plan to pitch to get Angela to put Scotty up on the block as a replacement for Tyler. And then Angela and Bailey and Haley all went to Angela trying to pitch for Scotty to go up on the block. And Angela then told Scotty about this. She said, Haley tried to get you on the block. Then, and at this point in time, Scotty was completely on the level six side. Then he had a conversation, a very long conversation with Haley, where she completely denied having any involvement in that pitch. She said, "I know that Rockstar and Bailey did, but I had nothing to do with it. I promise." He was then completely in lockstep with Haley from that moment forward until she helped evict him. And so he learned in jury that it was in fact true that Haley was involved in that scheme and that Haley lied to his face about it. So he does feel like this something is up here. You know, she has lied to me before. I learned about that. I also learned that she had a bunch of final twos. And this is not even particularly true. This is probably just Rockstar being Rockstar, trash talking her own friend and jury when she thinks it doesn't matter. But then, uh-oh, guess there's a battle back. But apparently Rockstar told him she had a final two with me, with Fessy, with you, with Bailey. So many final twos. And it's... Did she really? I mean, I guess a little bit, maybe. She did have a final two with Caitlyn. I don't think she had a final two with Bailey. She did have a final two with Rockstar. She never had an official final two with Fessy. She did have a final two with Scotty. So it's like halfway true.
It's halfway true. But if one of those is Scotty, he already knew that. So it's really at worst, she had like two other final twos, maybe. But again, like you said, this could just be Rockstar being like, Haley said that in certain conversations that got around, but like, what else are you going to say if someone approaches you with that idea and you're in an alliance with them? Or she might have just said like, I want to go to the end with you vaguely and casually. And Rockstar took that to mean final two. But yeah, this is going to be Scotty's bread and butter in terms of campaigning, that Haley has these locked in jury votes that nobody else has. And that's going to win over, I think, to an extent, some of these people like JC that are thinking that far down the line, in terms of people like Angela and Brett, who are already thinking that there's only certain people that they can go against in the end, because like Angela knows that a lot of the jury is going to hate her no matter what. I think that this won't be as compelling because she's already thinking about jury management.
Yeah. It's just... We harp on it so much, but man, this, even in the jury house, these people can't get their crap together. Normally the reason you say like a jury or like a buyback that happens when the players are not sequestered from each other is unfair, because once you're out of the game, you have no incentive to hold anything back. You're able to come together and give all of the relevant information, and then so that person can come back into the house and like they're armed with a ton of good information that's going to really help them in the game. Scotty was armed with a bunch of bad information that goes against his interests in the game and no good information. It's so silly. But yeah,
they basically negated the battle back by being so terrible at this.
Yeah. He talks about how Haley has all these locked votes. She says that Fessy told him to watch out for Angela and JC. He's like, look, they were talking about, and JC's like, I can't believe I would never be so stupid as to try and get you on the block. I would never do any of this. I regret working with Fessy. What a big dumb puppet. I can't believe they would try to throw me under the bus. So Scotty's essentially trying to implicate Haley in Fessy's throwing of JC under the bus. And I think, you know, it's a halfway decent pitch here. And JC in this moment, he's trying to backpedal a little bit, like, well, I might have told Fessy, like, do what's best for your game, like trying to be logic and help him out, because like it doesn't really make sense for Fessy to just like outright completely deny this when he knows that Scotty's about to go to the jury house and hear from Fessy again. Like, no, actually, seriously, it was JC. He kind of like halfway goes, I think JC, if he does make it to the end, might have an issue of dude, own your game.
Yeah, because this is a continual theme for him to just be like, no, I didn't do that, when there are like eventually going to be people comparing notes. Unfortunately, JC is not really going to be a huge factor, even if he does really want to keep Scotty and push for him. It's just not going to matter at this point. Scotty's biggest mistake is that he really thinks that he has Casey and these other votes that he doesn't have.
Yeah, I mean, basically, JC would have been, I think, the biggest obstacle. I think JC was the most anti-Scotty person, and that might not be as true anymore. I feel like JC might be a little more neutral, and I feel like a lot of people are pretty neutral. I don't think this requires a huge push, but if Scotty is able to make a push, I think it could flip. It's just a matter of, like, is he able to? And we'll get to his conversation with Tyler later on, where it seems like, unfortunately, not, because of a couple of key things here. Meanwhile, Tyler, Angela, and Casey are going to be talking. They just, again, confirming, they're like, I guess it's going to be a blindside? Accidentally?
And Angela's like, well, that is our thing.
Yeah, that's what we're good at, I guess. It's back to basics.
It's less that level six is good at blindsiding and more that Faute is good at being blindsided.
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. Faute, you know, they essentially grew up in the game being blindsided. It's actually kind of sad. They had bad parents in level six who just bossed them around and blindsided them left and right.
It's really sad.
Yeah. They feel like, you know what, it might actually be genuine that Haley might target Sam. It, even though it seems unbelievable, this might actually be a thing that happens, which is crazy. This wasn't the same conversation, but I didn't write down the other conversation, but later on Brett's gonna talk to them about, like, guys, they, like, apparently they think in jury that Tyler, you had a final two with Scotty because of Operation Scotty's My Best Friend. And Tyler was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, so much neglect.
Oh, man. Probably the one thing that, like, if he doesn't do Operation Scotty's My Best Friend, then we probably don't get Fessy betraying Scotty and putting him on the block, because that did so much damage to Scotty's game, because it didn't necessarily work out in the way that Tyler intended, where it, like, got Bailey to want to put up Scotty in that week. But it made Scotty feel like he was close to Tyler. Because he heard from other people that Tyler was saying that Scotty was his best friend. And then it also, eventually, when Faute turned on Tyler, it made them not trust Scotty, because Tyler had been, when the times were good, talking about how close he was with Scotty. So it had, like, a delayed effect on Faute and on Scotty. And it got to the point where now, weeks and weeks later, Tyler's forgotten that he even did this thing, and it's a major factor in everybody in the jury and Scotty himself in thinking about relationships in the game. It's crazy.
Yeah, Tyler has so many seeds, it's inevitable that he forgets about one of them, especially because the implications of this Operation Scotty's My Best Friend are all, like, repercussions of it. That, like, I can see Tyler not really even seeing how that butterfly effect was set into motion a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
But that's very funny.
It's pretty crazy. The Angela and Brett are going to have a conversation, a pretty interesting conversation. I do think that that Brett is, he's making the right moves. The problem is that he's just not quite as effective as Tyler, but he's doing his best here. They talk about targeting Haley next. You know, Haley's going to go next. That's fine. And then Brett starts in on Angela about, you know, the jury just hates us so much. The two of us, they hate us. Two of us. They really hate us. Right, Haley? Or, sorry, right, Angela? right, Angela? They hate us. Mm-hmm. And Angela's like, yeah, we can't really think about that. And he's like, right. But you know who they don't hate is, like, Tyler and Casey. That isn't that kind of a weird, completely out of the blue thing to think about and consider, maybe, Angela?
It's almost like if there were the final two of us, we wouldn't know who the jury would vote for.
Oh, how funny it would be if Rockstar was forced to pick between the two of us. What would she do? She'd like run away because we're the only people that she doesn't want to vote for, and as opposed to Tyler and Casey, who maybe they do want to vote for. Angela.
But now he's speaking Angela's language and it transitions into them just talking about how much they hate Rockstar, because every other conversation with Angela ends with them just talking about how much they hate somebody else.
Yes. And so he's really he's trying to make make this like, man, they probably love Casey. Like, we're screwed. And, you know, he doesn't outright propose a final two, but I think it is telling. And it's also interesting because obviously Brett's trying to work all angles. We're seeing that when he talks to Scotty, when he talks to Tyler, when he talks to JC, now when he's talking to Angela. He's like, you know, I don't remind you enough that you're my favorite, but you are. And he clearly feels like she is one of the people that he could potentially win against in the final two. But I feel like given his willingness to let JC take a shot at her, or even maybe take a shot at her himself, I feel like he doesn't believe that that he can only beat Angela. I feel like he thinks himself that it's fine if he takes Angela out, that he's going to get credit for being a mastermind, even if people like Rockstar are mad at him. Because otherwise, I feel like he'd be doing everything in his power to protect Angela, to make sure that he goes to the final two with her. And I think instead of doing that, he's more just kind of like trying to get in her head that if she does stay, that she should consider taking him to the end. Angela's not quite picking up on this. She does say, you're right. Yeah, they probably don't hate Tyler. They definitely don't hate Casey. But all she ever gives him is like, but I can't wait for the four of us to get to the final four. That'll be really great. You know, Brett's trying, and I do appreciate the attempts here. This should be working. Angela should know that she probably can't beat Tyler, but you know, there's other factors involved here.
No, like what could you possibly mean? No, Angela is playing totally logically and clear-headedly. Yeah, Angela is just like, I can't wait for it to just be our clique, and then all those annoying people won't be here anymore, and it'll just be us, all the best friends. And I guess at that point, she's thinking about, like, that's when she'll consider cutting Tyler or whatever, but I don't know if that's even something that's crossing her mind right now.
I'm assuming not. You know, they've talked about how Brett might be the first to go, and she obviously is not going to talk about anything else there with Brett. But she does want to know about JC, because, you know, she talked to Tyler about, like, could I target JC next week? It's really annoying me. And Tyler's like, no, we got to do Haley first. So she wants to know the scoop on JC. Brett says JC feels underappreciated. And Angela's like, I knew it. I hate him. And he's like, no, whoa, but it's fine. Like, he's not going to sway or anything. Brett is going to really, really hardcore protect JC in this conversation. Angela's like, well, should we target JC before Sam? And Brett's like, no, it's got to be Haley and then Sam. Sam is a much bigger competition threat. Look at these competitions. English is JC's second language. He's not going to beat us in any of those. Memory competitions, he's been terrible at. Physical competitions, Sam is a better physical competitor. She won an endurance competition. It's just, he's never going to win anything. Yes, he's better at manipulation, but who is there for him to manipulate if everyone else is gone? It'll just be the level six. And obviously, Angela's thinking, you're the person he could manipulate. And clearly, he has, because you're defending him hardcore. But I don't think Angela necessarily thought that. That's just my thoughts about what Angela should have thought. But he says, yes, JC should be the person we bring down to the final five, because Sam should go ahead of him. He is trying to protect JC. This tells me more than anything that he actually really is in on this plan with JC to potentially take a shot at Angela and Casey.
Yeah, and Angela's so annoyed that JC feels underappreciated, because she's like, we have protected him and kept him in the loop, and what has he sacrificed? Like, when has he ever volunteered to go on the block, as if that's the requirement for being in the Alliance? But she really feels like JC has not given to the team enough in order to warrant feeling underappreciated.
Yes. So that's that conversation. Haley's going to talk to Tyler. You can guess. You can guess what this conversation is about. Am I going home on Thursday? No, you're not going home on Thursday. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. I promise you, you're not going home. Scotty feels safe because of blah, blah, blah. And you're definitely not going home. And you'll see on Thursday and it'll be totally fine.
I'm never coming after you. I would never be able to do that, Tyler. I can't possibly nominate you next week, etc.
I cannot wait to win HOH and not put you on the block, Tyler. I'm so excited to do that because you'll finally see. You'll finally see that I'm not going to do it. And then you're still going to put me up the next week because of course you are. What are you talking about, Haley?
Yep. Very productive. Lots of things happening in this conversation. Not at all.
Yeah. So that's going on there. Then finally, Scotty is going to talk to Tyler and he's going to give him a similar pitch to the one he gave JC. He says, look, you know, I feel good with you. You know, you and Angela have always been straight up with me. I owe you things. They talk about their votes. Tyler lets him know he feels like Angela and Casey are going to vote together. Brett and JC are going to vote together. So as long as Sam votes for Haley to leave and then at least one of those pairs votes for Scotty to stay, he should be good. But obviously Tyler doesn't have a vote. Scotty talks about all the stuff he told JC about Haley. You know, she lied to him about the Angela HOH, the Fessy stuff, all the JC stuff. He talks about how she has all these votes in the jury house. He does mention that, and this is somewhat contrary to what he was talking about before. He says Bailey is somewhat level-headed in the jury, but Rockstar is all about how Brett, Tyler, and Angela are the privileged bad guys in the house. And it's just yet again, more information coming straight from Scotty about Casey, obviously not included in the one of the bad guys here. So I want to get an update on Tyler's final two thoughts.
Yeah. Casey is the one whose name has stayed out of everybody's mouth. I feel like it would behoove Scotty to just put Casey's name in there as well. Sometimes because like, it's just the amount of information that he is giving to Tyler that is completely honest is like not super reasonable. I feel like Scotty could be using to his advantage, like slipping in some things that the jury are thinking that is not true, because he has this unfettered access that nobody else has. But anyway, right now it doesn't super matter. He's just trying to get Tyler, even though he doesn't have a vote, to tell everybody to vote to keep him. He brings up that Haley has nominated pretty much everybody twice in that alliance, and Scotty has not taken a shot at any of them, so he would be less likely to come after them now. It is funny how everybody pitches Tyler like, you know, I mean, they know that he has complete control, even though he does not have a vote. But yeah, he's still the one that more than anybody, Scotty and Haley are going back to.
Yeah, and it's like they don't even they recognize because of like the subtle social dynamics of the house that they should be pitching to Tyler. But they don't consciously recognize, oh, that means Tyler is in complete control of everything that happens in this house. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's regurgitating a ton of information, just everything he's got. He's just throwing it out there left and right. And that's not terrible. But the problem is, and I think that Tyler is again, he's pretty neutral. I think he's fine with Scotty staying at this point. But I think that's why he then asks this question. And this is the most important question. Scotty is giving so much information. All he has to do, I think, is answer this question correctly and with enough in a convincing enough way. And he's got a shot to convince Tyler maybe he should stay. Tyler says, okay, this is all great. If you stayed, who would you target? And Scotty says, oh, I don't know.
Okay. Haven't thought about it. Haven't thought that far ahead.
I've got a clean slate. I came back. I've got a clean slate now.
This is like, there are certain questions that like, you know, are going to be asked in every single job interview but like you don't come up with an answer for it beforehand. They're like, I know that I'm gonna get asked this, but I'll just, you know, it doesn't matter. I can just say I don't know. Scotty, you have to know that somebody's gonna ask you this. You're on the block in what could be a very close vote. And like, even though he does feel safe, he has to know that there's a chance that he's going to go home. And the tiebreaker, if they can't decide between the two of them, is what's your plan next week? Why would it benefit me to keep you around? And he's just like, maybe he just is hoping for another battle back like the last time he was evicted. He's like, I don't have a plan.
I can only assume that he's in a situation where he feels like, I need people's votes to stay. So I don't want to open my mouth and say I'm targeting people that might be voting for me to stay. But you have to give something, especially because you know that everyone knows that Haley's targeting Sam. And that's an easy out. They know what she's going to do. Obviously, if they don't know who you're going to target next week, why would they keep you? Especially if they know that Haley's going to target Sam. Just say Sam. Just whatever. Yeah. Be like, you know, Sam, she really grinds my gears. Or, you know what? Say, I don't know. Say, who cares? Say anybody. You know Tyler's close to Angela and Casey. You know, maybe he has a secret alliance with Brett and maybe that throws you under the bus, but it needs to be somebody, because if you say, I don't know, then Tyler's mind is immediately going to go to worst case scenario. He's not going to go to best case scenario. So you have to take a shot. And I know it's risky and it's scary, but you have to try and you have to say some name and you have to come up with that name. Maybe it is JC. Maybe you say Brett. You know what? Just say Sam. Sam is the perfect person to say you're going to target. It's going to be hard to come up with, with a reason for why you're targeting Sam. But who cares? You need somebody. You need to be a known quantity. And Scotty, just, he's not that for these people, and that's why he'll be going home if they feel like they don't know who he's going to target.
Yeah, the last thing the most powerful person in the house wants is a wild card. Yeah. And Scotty should know that.
Yep. So that was Scotty's day. You know, one step forward, two steps back. I still feel like, again, all these people, I don't think there's a single person left in the house that feels strongly that Scotty should go before Haley. But Scotty just, he's not quite capable of pushing that meter from a little bit evicting Scotty to a little bit evicting Haley. It's just not happening. I think he needs Haley to screw up if he really wants something to happen there. Like if Haley starts, maybe Haley does something mean to Sam and then that causes them to get into a fight, but then they like make up and then they hang out for the rest of the day or something like that. That could shift, I think, the target over. But also at this point with Tyler, something I thought about was like, Tyler has spent so much time reassuring Haley that she is not going to go home. It's like at this point, if she does go home, she's going to be so mad. Like it's a lose-lose for him, because either it looks like he was reassuring her when he knew she was going to go home all along, and like, why would you, like, that just seems unnecessary and cruel. Or it makes him look incompetent that he was so sure that she was going to stay and then it flipped at the last second and he couldn't do anything about it. Or I guess third option is, which is the truth, which is probably the worst thing, which is like he got so annoyed he decided to flip the target onto her anyway because he had so much power and it makes him look like an arrogant ass. So it's really, in terms of jury management, it's a bit lose-lose here for Tyler if Haley goes home at this point.
And the one that I think would be, of those three options, the one that I think would be the best in terms of keeping Haley's jury vote is the one that's the easiest to refute, which is that he was just incompetent and didn't know what was going on, because Haley would still want to vote for him if his story can be like, oh, I really didn't know. I was pushing for you to stay so hard that they just didn't tell me. That's so easy to refute by like anyone who goes out for the rest of jury that it's not going to work as an excuse. So he won't even try. It's going to be bad for him. If Haley goes home, he loses her jury vote because he's either going to look like he just changed his mind because she was so annoying, or he was just being completely unnecessarily reassuring.
Yeah. So that's really it. I think the state of the house here. We had a day of Scotty. He made an attempt. We got a little more information about the jury. A little more movement in terms of these people preparing for the future. But today is the last full day before the eviction. So we're almost done with the Groundhog Week. We're almost there, and hopefully we'll have some intrigue heading into next week. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Lita?
No. Happy high holidays, everyone, coming up. This will be my last update before those happen.
Yes.
Everybody have a wonderful Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, yes. Of course.
I saw the confusion on Taryn's face. Clarify.
It's like, what am I missing?
It's a big week for us. Are there any Jews in the Big Brother house right now?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Do they... Okay, never mind. This doesn't matter. I was just wondering if they fast on Yom Kippur, if we've ever seen that, if we've ever seen the season go late enough for them to do that.
Yeah, it's not something I remember, but Anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong. Taryn Lita is at Lita Tweeted. You can, of course, find me tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. I will be updating you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. Tonight, we'll have a recap of tonight's episode. Tomorrow, we'll have the eviction episode recap as well. It'll be fun stuff. And then I believe Summer of Stein is now on Friday. So you'll get a Summer of Stein on the coming Friday. We'll have some fun. Thank you once again,
American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, American Ninja Warrior. The National Finals Part 2. Just aired on Monday. We recorded yesterday. Should be out hopefully today. So make sure you check out the American Ninja. Again, just watch part National Finals Part 1, Part 2. There's going to be one more. It's three episodes. It's one big tournament. It's seriously a lot of fun, especially if you enjoy any kind of these like physical competitions. It's essentially like anything big. If you enjoy any of the Big Brother physical competitions, it's like that times 100. It's way better. And it's very, very fun. So I highly recommend checking out American Ninja Warrior. And the podcast is definitely fun. It's about 10% American Ninja Warrior and 90% arguing about other things, which is a lot of fun, I promise. So check that stuff out, and we will see you next time.